Time now for your comments. Earlier this week, we profiled the charismatic Hollywood evangelist Amy Semple McPherson. She was famous in the 1920s for her radio broadcasts and faith healings. Chris Bauckham in Atlanta writes, "My late grandfather grew up dirt poor in L.A. He used to tell us he and his brother Norm were paid regulars in Amy Semple McPherson's faith healing routine. They would pretend to have some sort of terrible ailment. Sister Amy would miraculously heal them, and they'd receive a few bucks out of the offering plate for their trouble. I had never heard of McPherson anywhere outside Grandpa's stories. He passed away a few years ago. Thanks for bringing back a wonderful memory." Our story about what can be a hard-to-describe ailment, restless leg syndrome, had many of you commiserating via email with reporter David Kestenbaum.
I first remember the feeling when I was a kid. It was particularly bad when I was tired on long car rides. I wanted to sleep, but I couldn't. There was this uncomfortable feeling in my legs that would build until my legs jerked. It was maddening.
Listeners offered up their preferred remedies: cider vinegar, the herb butcher's broom, and calcium magnesium supplements. Add to that tonic water, compression socks, and even codeine. Jean Dowdy in St. Augustine, Florida writes, "Our family has never had any problem describing this sensation. The syndrome is referred to as jickety leg. Not, of course, to be confused with being all coffeed up, although coffee does seem to help, as well as bananas and calcium tablets." A correction now: in an interview about computer retailers, we incorrectly identified Best Buy as the big box store firing 3,500 employees. It was actually Circuit City. Finally, we take note of your passionate responses to this week's reports using disco music to illustrate fundraising by presidential candidates. The more money raised, the more seconds of the song we played. Eric Duplantis in Morgan City, Louisiana wrote, "The segment using the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive as some sort of audio bar graph was the most stupid segment I have ever heard on NPR. Zanna Miller in Bethesda, Maryland, seconds that. She calls our method unbelievably stupid and grating. Whoever thought that one up should be fired. Those who went along with it should be forced to listen to the song for a solid hour." We did receive a few thanks, too, along with this note from Larry Bush of Fort Myers, Florida. "I was amused, if not amazed, by the money raised by presidential candidates. As for the music," listener Larry Bush asks, "does that mean you're going to play the Ray Charles song Busted as they drop out?" Any other suggestions? Go to npr.org and click Contact Us.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted.